In the presidential race, Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson is making headlines today, and not in the way he'd like. Johnson drew a major blank on MSNBC last night. In a town hall hosted by Chris Matthews, it was his second big foreign policy gaffe in less than a month.
Who's your favorite foreign leader?
Who's my favorite?
Just name anywhere in the country, any one of the continents, any country. Name one foreign leader that you respect and look up to. Anybody.
Mine was Shimon Peres.
I'm talking about living. Go ahead. You got to do this. Anywhere, any continent. Canada, Mexico, Europe over there, Asia, South America, Africa. Name a foreign leader that you respect.
I guess I'm having an Aleppo moment in the former president of Mexico.
But I'm giving you the whole world.
I know.
Anybody in the world you like. Anybody. Pick any leader.
The former president of Mexico.
And he couldn't name that president that he was talking about. Johnson's inability to name one foreign leader he admires comes just a few weeks after he asked, what is Aleppo, when he was asked what he'd do about the besieged Syrian city. Yet despite these lapses in knowledge of foreign policy, Johnson is polling in double digits in some key states. Daniel Strauss is a reporter with Politico. He joins us now from Washington. Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
Do these gaffes seem to be hurting Johnson at all?
Not really, but they don't seem to be helping him either. It just puts him in sort of a standstill or neutral if he were some kind of car. On the one hand, he's getting a lot of momentum in terms of both endorsements from newspapers around the country. He just got the endorsement of the Detroit News. But on the other hand, he's falling into a trap that libertarian candidates often face, which is the feeling that from voters that they are weak on foreign policy. Not being able to name a foreign leader that he admires, not being able to identify Aleppo in Syria. These are issues that won't help him at a time that he really needs help.
And he wasn't on the debate stage, and he won't be on the debate stage with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump for any of the debates because he wasn't polling high enough. But if you look in some of the key swing states, he's up in the double digits.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He's still competitive, and he's still proving to be a thorn in Hillary Clinton's paw, if you will. Places like Maine, Colorado, he's a serious threat, and he's drawing voters that would otherwise probably vote for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump in this election to his side.
There are two other third-party candidates this year, Green Party nominee Jill Stein and independent Evan McMullen. How are they polling?
So McMullen is polling abysmally. He's polling somewhere between 1% nationally and zero. And then in two states, he's polling. In Utah, he's polling at around 9%. And then in Virginia, about 3%. Stein averages in the single digits, low single digits nationally, and about the same in key battleground states.
And at the Green Party convention in August, a reporter from nonprofit video news site The Real News asked Jill Stein if she was hoping she'd be able to take Republican votes as well as Democratic votes. And here's what she said.
In fact, I feel like we're offering, we're not taking. And in fact, you know, the American people have rejected these campaigns. Mm-hmm. Even the majority of Hillary's supporters actually don't support Hillary. They just don't like their other choice of Donald. Mm-hmm. And the majority of Donald's supporters actually don't really support him. They just don't like their other choice of Hillary. Mm-hmm. So people are begging for other options. And what we're doing is giving the American people choices. We're supposed to have choices in this democracy. We're not supposed to have to just vote against what we fear.
Is she right there? Are most people backing third-party candidates, supporting them because they really know and believe in what those candidates stand for? Or are people doing it essentially as a protest vote?
So polling shows mostly that for Stein, a lot of her supporters are natural Green Party candidates, as in they would be voting for Stein even if this election wasn't between Donald Trump as a Republican presidential nominee and Hillary Clinton. But the draw for Gary Johnson this time around is that there are two primary or mainstream party candidates with high unfavorables, and that's attracting a wave of supporters to his side.
What would the two things that if I were to ask a voter about Jill Stein, what is it that you like about her? What are the things that she stands for that people are drawn to?
They would say that she's a liberal alternative to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And that she, I think they would say something like she tells it like it is on key issues like climate change.
Hmm. And what about Evan McMullen? Where's he drawing support from and what does he stand for?
So McMullen is a bit of a cipher here. He's very new to the race. He jumped in August as a conservative alternative to Trump. And his basic draw is that he is a dignified, decent, actual conservative compared to Trump. That's what he claims. That's how he's trying to attract supporters. So a lot of his support, what little there is, comes from voters who are dissatisfied with the Republican presidential ticket.
And people are especially looking at him to potentially have an impact in Utah, correct?
Yeah, well, that's his plan. He wants to, his real plan, and he said this, and we've reported on this both in terms of public statements and fundraising pitches he's sent to donors, is that if he can win Utah, hopefully he can split the Electoral College and send the race to the House of Representatives, where hopefully the Republican House of Representatives would be so impressed by his campaign that they would elect him president of the United States. It is a very, very long shot plan.
And Daniel, just briefly, do you expect that the major party candidates, and perhaps especially Hillary Clinton, is going to be going after some of the supporters of these third party candidates as we get into the final month of the campaign?
Absolutely. You can see allies of Hillary Clinton already in the last few days saying things, making arguments against voting for a third party candidate. Both President Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, and even other big name candidates or figures like George Takei have made arguments for this.
That's Daniel Strauss, politics reporter at Politico. Daniel, thank you.
Thank you.